Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, thank you for joining us this morning. We're about to conclude our Pentecost 2020. And I pray that God has touched you and that you'll allow Him to give you a fresh infilling of His precious Holy Spirit. So picking up at the book of Acts, chapter 2, so let's just join the service.
Verse 3, then all at once, you see, He comes in with a rushing mighty wind. I'm telling you what, you can be in your house on your knees praying, and all of a sudden, suddenly, I've thought about it, I've waited on it, I've read the Bible, I've done some training, but suddenly God says it's time. It's time, Moses, you're standing in front of the burning bush. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire and engulfed each one of them. Not one of you are exempt. Not one of you have done something that's too bad for you to be part of this. Not one of you needs to miss out on the fire and the glory of God on your own personal life. You see, it came on them personally, and it changed them from the inside out. They became supernaturally amazing people. From hiding to declaring and prophesying and decreeing. From running to standing, running towards. Because the fire of God came on the day of Pentecost. When you got born again, you partook of that same fire, but you've let it lay dormant. God is saying, stir this thing up now. Stir this thing up now. It's your time. I've called you for such a time as this. Your training has been for such a time as this. All that stuff that you went through is for now. All the problems you went through is for now. All the good times you went through is for now. All the change that's taken place in your life is for now. For such a time as now. Hallelujah. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. Not one of you. God is not a respecter of persons. You can all have it. I got a note that says, this was a pillar of fire that led Israel from bondage into the promised land. The same pillar of fire manifested yet to initiate a new beginning from dead religious structures into the powerful life of the Spirit. Listen, I call for religious spirits to die today in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit that is not of God to loose you and let you go in the name of Jesus. That spirit of religion, amen, that haughtier than thou spirit, amen, that I've got it going on spirit, I bind that thing in the name of Jesus and I command it out. Amen. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. And we'll operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. Each believer received an overpowering flame of fire. Overpowering, signified by the shaft of life that engulfed them. It was as though each one received his own personal pillar of fire. His own personal pillar of fire. Each one received it there. All 120 of them. That would empower him, the person, individual, and lead that person throughout their life. This is a side note. This was a promise Jesus gave to disciples of the one like me in John 14, 26. He's coming. Who would be sent by the Father and never leave them. Today, every believer is dwelt by the Spirit of Christ. Romans 8, 9. This was the birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. So I want to say to you all, happy birthday. Really? Happy birthday. You know, you're 2,000 plus years old today. And you don't look bad. For being 2,000 years, you look pretty good. Amen. Some of you are thinking, can you end the service? I feel like I've been here that long. Oh God. Oh God, I pray that the Spirit comes in you and starts touching lives. We're going to pray for that to come now. Verse 4, they were all filled and equipped. They were all filled. Each and every one of you need a refilling. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and equipped. They were filled and equipped. Equipped with the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. You and I have been filled with the Holy Spirit. We're equipped with the Holy Spirit. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that dwells in you and me. Romans 8:11. And if the same power that was in him did what he did, the same power is in us, will do what he did then, do it then well. You got to get this. Please, God, let us all get it. He says, and the Holy, they were all filled and equipped and with the Holy Spirit and were inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they had never learned. That was an unusual sign.
Yes.
That was an unusual miracle.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Yes. There are two Greek words used here for filled. Michael, check me out. He's Greek. In verse 2, it is pleru, which means filled inwardly. In verse 4, it is pletho, which means filled outwardly. This was the anointing of the Spirit for ministry. Listen, every believer needs filling of the Spirit both inwardly for the life, outwardly ministry. We need the filling of the Holy Spirit inwardly so it can take care of us and our lives and change things for the better in our own lives, and then for our life and outwardly for ministry. So you've got the Spirit on the inside of you to change, move, direct, guide, help you, nurture, advocate for you, bring you peace, all that stuff that he does, comfort you. But now you've had that comfort for long enough. You've been led for long enough. Yes, it's time to rise up and let that out. Now my ministry begins. But I'm not in the fivefold. You don't have to be in the fivefold to be in ministry. You don't have to be in the fivefold to tell someone about Jesus, to give a prophetic word, to lay hands on the sick, to invite them to a church where they're going to get the word of God. You don't have to be that. You're in ministry now. I tell you what, I'm giving you a rite of passage today. You're getting a rite of passage in ministry today. And what we're going to do is we're going to blow the shofar in a while over you as you get your rite of passage. Come on. You have no more excuse. You might want to kill me and throw stones at me, but hey. When they did that to Paul, he just stood up, shook himself off. I imagine, have you ever seen a dog when he's just been in the water, he shakes himself? Remember Paul? The Bible says he was dead on the floor there. They were standing around, what are we going to do? He stood up, shook himself off, and moved on. Okay. When believers were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they were filled with the fire of God. What did the fire of God produce? Did it bring judgment? No. It filled the church with Holy Ghost power, ability, and might. And you can read that in Acts 1:8. Luke 4:18, I'm reading this last scripture. I've got more, but I'm reading one scripture to you. Luke 4:18. Look what the fire of God does. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus speaking, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty or freedom them that are bruised and wounded. Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord's grace and favor and mercy and his glory. And I'm telling you now, the glory is available to each and every one of us now. This time in our lives, this 2020 pandemic time, is the best time for a Christian to stand up. It's the best time. I know Christians that are praying more. I'm praying more. I'm reading more. I'm not getting up at 5 anymore. I wish I was. It's now 4. That's just God. Yeah. So if I, you know, blink too long, I'm asleep. But you know, the most amazing thing is that God strengthens me. I don't feel tired at all. I'm still going to bed the same time. I don't feel tired at all. I'm getting up at 4. That's an hour earlier than I normally do. That takes it out of a person. But God's fire, His glory, He just replenishes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, this fire that God is offering to us today will change the course of our lives, and it'll burn off all the chaff that's been in our life. Everything that you don't like about you, and you know that's wrong in you, the fire of God will remove that thing. It'll burn the dross off, and it'll leave pure silver, pure gold, and the dross will be left aside. And you'll stand up as a purified vessel for God. Sure, you'll make mistakes, we all do, but you're purified. You're righteous. The devil has no option but to bow before you. When you walk there, you say, "You're under my feet." He's got to get low. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above every name. And I wear that name bravely, and I wear that name proudly. Proudly, I display the name of Jesus. I speak it out of my mouth. Amen? And if you have to get a tattoo, tattoo Jesus on you rather than mom. I mean, I've even seen tattoos, fat boy. Tattoo Jesus if you're going to get one. But tattoos will get you to hell. No, it won't. You know what will get you to hell? Rejecting Jesus. All right, so I've got tons more to go, but you know what? I think the Spirit of God wants the shofar to come up here. And the shofar blower. And if you've got anyone left in the worship team, can you get on the keyboards? Can you come up, please, Simone? I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do it. And if you want the fire of God in your life, and you want a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, I want you to come and stand in front here. If you're scared to be touched, all you have to do is put your hand up. No touch. And we will honor that. Okay? And I'm not funny about that either. I really, if a person's got that from God, it's from God. And so just come on up. And anything that you want. Brother Dave, come on up here. Carol, we need the flute. Look at this. Everyone's hungry for the word and the power of God. That's why I love this church. That's why I love this church. Look, everyone's hungry. Come on, just fill out the sides. Fill out everywhere. We're going to blow the shofar over you. And if the Lord tells me to touch you, then we will touch you. If not, we'll just let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. Okay, I need some volume. Let's get going there, Ken. I'll tell you when to come down. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What song is this? Holy Spirit, you're welcome.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Turn the lights off.
Your presence, Lord.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every